Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. In a globalized world, the ability to work and relate well to people from differing backgrounds has become essential. The most successful individuals today aren't just book smart and emotionally intelligent, but they have high cultural intelligence as well. Cultural intelligence is more than just having cultural sensitivity and awareness. It's about having knowledge of cultural differences and applying that strategically in your interactions. In this week's episode, you'll learn how to build your cultural intelligence. I've also outlined 5 signs of high cultural intelligence, which will help you measure where you stand on the CI scale. 5 signs that you have cultural intelligence. Culture is the widening of the mind and of the spirit. Jawaharlal Nehru. Walk down any major city in the world and you'll notice that the crowds are full of variety. Whether you commute on the New York subway, ride a double-decker bus in London, or take a ferry boat ride in Sydney Harbour, you'll encounter people from all kinds of diverse backgrounds. It's even likely that you'll witness such diversity in your workplace. In a globalized world, the ability to work and relate well to people from different backgrounds has become essential. The most successful individuals aren't just book smart and emotionally intelligent, but they have high cultural intelligence as well. Cultural intelligence is more than just having cultural sensitivity and awareness. It's about having knowledge of cultural differences and applying that strategically in your interactions with others. In the workplace, it will help you come up with innovative ways of collaboration. In the social sphere, it will enable you to develop rich and enduring relationships. Having high cultural intelligence makes you respectful and open toward differing perspectives. An example of this would be an American businessman who takes the time to read up on Japanese business and negotiation practices in order to take note of their communication style and match their subtle ways of expression. Yet even though the world is becoming increasingly multicultural, not everyone is willing to embrace this trend. Anti-immigration sentiments have led to movements, laws, and government administrations that fan the flames of ethnocentrism and cultural ignorance. Most people don't realize that embracing this isolating, fear-based ideology is taking a step back in their evolution as human beings. Intuitive healer Carolyn Mace says, "Any group which you are part of, familial, work, social, ethnic. The tribal or group mind has been called the lowest form of consciousness because group members frequently have difficulty accepting responsibility for their personal role and actions. They defer to the group patterns. We are a product of our environment. Our attitudes, views, and behaviors are significantly shaped by what we grew up hearing. Unless we examine those patterns, we allow ourselves to be run by the collective beliefs floating around us. If you find that you're part of a group dynamic that influences your attitude towards another community, the first step is to live outside the tribal rules. It takes courage to step away from what feels familiar and develop your own ideas and beliefs. In her memoir, Educated, Tara Westover writes, "Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." Having grown up in a survivalist family in a Mormon community in Idaho, she freed herself from the shackles of ignorance through the pursuit of learning. She says, "An education is not so much about making a living as making a person." Cultural intelligence has proved to be invaluable in my profession as a writer. I absorbed this knowledge through my travels and the experience of growing up in a city. I've seen firsthand that learning about a country makes you not only aware of the nuances of that country, but also frees you from prejudice. These five signs of high cultural intelligence will indicate where you measure on the CI scale. Number one, you work through your biases and prejudice. All of us are biased in one way or another. A big part of becoming culturally intelligent is understanding your own personal biases and prejudices and how it impacts your worldview. Not only will this help you develop tolerance towards cultural differences, but you'll have the opportunity to confront the parts of you that need healing. You can learn more about your biases by taking the online implicit association test. Number two, you are curious and love hearing about other people's stories. Some people are perfectly satisfied living in their own little bubble. However, a culturally intelligent person breaks out of that bubble because they have a hunger to know what's out there. One of the ways that they achieve this is by connecting with people from diverse backgrounds, by attending events outside their comfort zone, and traveling. By getting this exposure, they broaden their horizons and open themselves to new experiences. Number three, you understand people's native culture is not the sole determinant of their identity. Stereotypes are a mental trap that causes us to peg a person to their national and cultural identity. A culturally intelligent person knows that people have many complex layers to their personal identity. They can be influenced by a variety of things that aren't tied to their native culture. A person can be Japanese and a Rastafarian. He can enjoy both jazz music and K-pop. She could be a Mexican native who prefers eating escargot over tacos. By being open to seeing the different sides of an individual, you'll get a full picture of their personality. Number four, you're sensitive and empathetic when interacting with others. When interacting with people from other cultures, you are sensitive to their beliefs, customs, and traditions. When you encounter a cultural belief or tradition that challenges what you know to be true, you hold back from judging and demonstrate openness and empathy instead. This is especially important when you're traveling to other countries. For example, in most places in the Middle East, modesty in clothing is a sign of respect to the religious beliefs of the locals. Number five, you're constantly building on your knowledge about the world. Curiosity and a hunger for learning is the driving force behind someone with cultural intelligence. They make a concerted effort to watch world news as opposed to solely local. They read books by foreign authors, travel to new destinations, or attend cultural events. They push against the resistance to remain static and venture beyond what's familiar. They shape themselves to become conversational and educated world citizens who can contribute to the global conversation. The next time you're flying in an airplane, peer down from your window. Appreciate how the high altitude gives you a vantage point from which to view the magnificent vistas below. Similarly, having high cultural intelligence will give you an elevated perspective. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.